Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Chakir of the Amrit al-Ghazi. According to the second Teretz of Tosas, as he understood it, that a mum that can pass with a refuah, if we go and heal the animal, is considered a mum kavua. So what's the din when the mum is misrape? Do we have to be makdish the animal? Do you have to sanctify the animal anew or not? Does it happen automatically? And we discussed that for a while, and we brought a nafkamina, and now we'd like to bring another nafkamina, the Minchas Chinuch. This again based on the Torah of Hagaon Reb Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita that I received from him. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Ches, Os Yir Aleph, writes, a Yishuv Nifla, a wondrous answer to Kasha the Amrit al-Ghazi in the sixth parak of Bechorah, Os Nun Ches. And that the Rambam says in the second parak of Bechor is Halacha Gimel, that a Bechor Behema, that a Bechor, an animal Bechor, that was set aside, that was Hu Hiktsu, Lavud Zara. So what the din is that it should graze till a mum falls, and it's Nifsala Krava, until a mum falls in the animal. Because in the meantime, it's Nifsala Krava, because it's of Psul Muksa. So that's the din. It should graze until it gets a mum, because it's pasal hakrava, it's psul muksa. Frektim Rid al Ghazi, we say in Tzvachim Kuf Yudalad Amr Aleph that psul muksa by a carbon is only shayich when first it was huktsu, first it was muksa, first it was set aside for this forbidden usage, and then it was made hektish. Then it's considered no good, you can't be makdish something that's huksu lavad azara. But after the Hekdesh, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'ein O Shalom. You can't be makdish for Avodah Zarah after it became Hekdesh, because you can't be makdish something that does not belong to you. And if it's Hekdesh, it doesn't belong to you. So a Bechor, that Kedushaso Meirechem, a Bechor whose Kedusha comes from the womb, so you can't be makdish for Avodah Zarah, because Ein Adam Oser Davar She'ein O Shalom. And even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglila, Kachim Kalam is Mamon Bailim, nevertheless, Ebechortam Lekule Alma is Mamon Gavoa, like we see in Bava Kama Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And therefore the Kasha is, how does the Rambam say that a Bechor that was Hukta, Avodah Zarah, a Bechor that was set aside for Avodah Zarah purposes, is going to be Roe Achi Yistayv? It's going to be grazed until it gets a mum. Mapitom, why does it have to graze until it gets a mum? It's nothing. Once it's a Bechor, you can't be makdish for Avodah Zarah anymore. Ein Adam Oser Davar She'ein O Shalom writes the Minchas Chinuch to be Miyashev, that we can find this in a case where I had a Bechor that had a Mum Kavua. And after the Mum Kavua, you did a refuah for this Bechor. So therefore, Be'odo B'mumo, when it still had its Mum, the Kedusha went away, according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, that Mum over Elidei Refuah is considered a Mum Kavua. So you have this mum kavua that now went away because of the refua, but in the meantime it had the status of a mum kavua. According to the first Teretz of Tosfos, it's considered a mum over, but according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, it's considered a mum kavua. And then the suffix of the Amrit al-Ghazi was, according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, do you have to be makdish it again or not? So, ba'odo b'mumo, when it still had its mum, paka kedusha, so the kedusha went away, according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, that a mum over al day refuah is considered a mum kavua, and then they were makdish to this for Avodah Zarah, because of a bechor ba'al mum is now considered mamon bailim, because when it had the mum, it was a mum kavua. And then when it had this mum kavua, then the person was makdish for Avodah Zarah, because at this point, this Bechor Baal Mum is a Bechor Baal Mum. And this Bechor Baal Mum is considered Mamun Bailim. And then they brought it a refuah, Shechozer L'Kedusha Saharishona. It goes back to its original Kedusha. And on this the Rambam writes that the Bechor is Pasul L'Hakrava. On this the Rambam writes that the Bechor is not allowed to be sacrificed, and it should graze until it gets a mum. So that's the Gevaldike Teretz of the Minchas Chinuch. That how do you have a case where a bechor was hooked to Avodah Zarah, i.e. it's kadosh mileida, it's kadosh mirechem. The answer is it had a mum kavua, and this mum kavua was healed. The doctor came, the veterinarian came, and he healed the animal. But before he healed the animal, the person was makdishit, and then Ataka had the status of mamon bailim. So when it had the status of mamon bailim before the refuah, he was makdishit l'avodah zarah, az hiktsu l'avodah zarah, because this b'chor ba'amum is mamon bailim, and then they brought around the refuah. So that's what the Rambam's talking about. Zakta minchas chinuch. Rambam's talking about a case that you were makdishit to this b'chor when it had its mum, and then only after the mum was healed. Now, the Rambam is telling you, okay, when you had a mum, you were maxed at Lavad Azara. Now the mum healed. So the din is, Yirat Sheyistayv, it should graze until it gets a mum. So Mitvarav Lamadnu Chidush Gadol, that according to the Tzad that brought up a mum, according to the Tzad, that it's considered a mum kavua, not a mum that you can heal. Is considered a mum kavua. So when it has its mum, not only does the kedusha go away, but it's even not only is it a mum kavua that the kedusha goes away, and you could be makta it lavod zara. But moreover, gam lenyan mamonis, it becomes mamon bailim. Even as far as mamonis is concerned, it's considered mamon bailim. And for that reason, haktzah for avodah zarah is effective, because it's considered yours. And afkamina would be gevaldik, that if you have an animal that has this baal mum that you can heal, it has a mum that you can heal, but in the meantime you haven't healed it, so you can take this animal, and you know what you can do with this animal? You can be mekadesh and isha with this animal, because it's yours. But Oda B'muma, you could be Makadish and Isha. However, based on what we said in the previous shiur, that the Ma'arit holds that according to the Tzad, that after the refuah, it automatically goes back to its original Kedusha, there's going to be an Isser of Shchut Echutz. So while it has a mum, you're now allowed to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it's going to automatically come back to its original Kedusha. So Bechreach, what did we say? You have to be Merapi, that's the only way it's Roy Lakrava. It's only considered Roy Lakrava because you have to be Merapi this animal. You have to heal this animal. And Memela, there's an Isser of Shchut Echutz. So now, according to this, it would appear that even ba'odo b'mumo, the b'chor is considered mamon gavoa. Why? Because it's omed li'rapos. It's omed li'rafua. It's on the verge. It's in a holding pattern. It's standing to get a refua. It's waiting to get a refua, and to be nikra v'gabei mizbeach. So that's what we saw from the Marit Al-Ghazi, that there's an isser of shchut echutz. So if there's an isser of shchut echutz when you take this animal and you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though it has a mum, it must be because you're chayiv to be merape. And if you're chayiv to be merape, so even ba'odah b'mumo, the b'chor should be considered a mamon gavoa, because it's omed l'israpos, it's omed l'refuah, and to be nikra v'agabei mizbeach, so that would make it a mamon gavoa. So why did the Ma'arit Al-Ghazi would not say like the Minchas Chinuch? The Marit Al-Ghazi asked the Kasha. The Marit Al-Ghazi asked, how do you have a mitzias of a b'chor that you are makdish l'avodah zarah? And the Minchas Chinuch says, because ba'odo b'mumo, because while it still has a mum, you were makdish l'avodah zarah, and then afterwards you were merape. But the Marit Al-Ghazi doesn't give that teretz. Why does the Marit Al-Ghazi give that teretz? Because he doesn't accept that teretz. Because he holds that when it has a mum, since there's an Isser Shchut Echutz, that means Bechreach, you have to be Merapi this animal. That's the only way it's considered roi l'akrava. Bechrech, you have to heal this animal. And if you have to heal this animal, it's considered mamon gavoa. It's considered God's money. And if it's God's money, then again, ain't another moser davar shein shelo. So even be'odo b'mumo, you wouldn't be allowed to be makdishit to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, even be'odo b'mumo, you wouldn't be allowed to be makdishit for Avodah Zarah. Even be'odo b'mumo, you wouldn't be allowed to be makdishit for Avodah Zarah, because it's still mamon gavoa. So the Merit al-Ghazi is l'shitasa. Menchas Chinuch doesn't accept that. Obviously, the Menchas Chinuch holds that be'odo b'mumo is considered your mamon. The Merit al-Ghazi holds, no. That be'odo b'mumo, even be'odo b'mumo, it's not considered mamoncha. Why isn't it mamoncha? Because you have to be merape, and if you have to be merape, then that means that it's roi l'akrava gabei mizbeach, and it's not yours, and memel you can't use to be mekadesh in isha, and you also can't be makdish l'avodah zarah. We go back to our kasha of the Merit al-Ghazi. So if that's true, then how do you have a metzius of a bechor that you were makdish l'avodah zarah? How does the Rambam write about that? So that would be very interesting. Chiluk between the Merit al-Ghazi and the Minchas Chinuch in how to understand our chakira of this animal with this mum, that he could be merape, that after its refuah it automatically goes back to its original kedusha. So on that side, the Merit al-Ghazi says that there's an Isser of Shchut Echutz. And if there's an Isser of Shchut Echutz, it means you have to merape the animal. That makes it Roi L'Akrava. And if you have to merape the animal, that means that L'Chor it's Mamon Gavoa, and you would not be able to be Makted L'Avodah Zarah. And then the Kash and the Rambam would come back. So in the next shir, Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom.